In this section, I'm going to introduce you to Service Fabric's health system. And then in the next section, we're going to talk about how the health system integrates with the upgrade, with upgrading an application. So if you look at the slide here, I show what are called health entities. These are represented by each rectangle, such as the cluster is an entity, nodes is an entity, applications is an entity, and so on. Each of these entities living within the cluster has one or, well, zero or more health events that are associated with it. Each health event has a state. The possible states are OK, meaning that everything is running fine for that particular entity. There's nothing health related about it. That's represented with a green circle on my slides. Or a health event can represent that something is in warning, which I show with a yellow circle on the slides. And warnings are typically used to indicate a health event that may fix itself. Like the service is running slowly right now, but maybe it'll get back up to speed shortly. Maybe just for one client request, it had a performance issue. And then a health event of error, represented with a red circle on my slides, means that there is some kind of issue with a service that requires human intervention. Somebody has to take some action in order to resolve it. It's not going to resolve itself. So what I show on the right-hand slide here are a bunch of different health entities, and the cluster either has no health events on it, or all the health events on it are green, meaning OK. Whereas let's look at the partitions entity further down on the right. It either has at least one health event on it that is in error. Okay, so now you can make a request to Service Fabric to query the health of the system. And when you query the health of a particular entity, it gives you an aggregated health. So you'll see the health of that one entity, but it also shows you the aggregation of all its children. So again, if you look at the slide, an example here is, if we were to ask Service Fabric, what is the health of the deployed apps? Well, the deployed applications is currently all green, but it has a child, which is deployed service package, where at least one of its health events is in warning. So when you queried the health of deployed applications, you would actually get back warning. That lets you know that there's something wrong in this node, entity, I should say, or one of its children, and then you can go and drill down further to find out exactly what is specifically wrong. Similarly, if you were to request the health of applications, which I show on the slide as being green, then it would actually report that there's an error because while there is a child that's in warning, there's another child that's in error. And so the worst thing is what propagates up in the aggregation of the health history. And then again, you would see there's something wrong with applications. Then you could start drilling down to find out exactly what it is. And then eventually you would learn, oh, there's deployed service package that's in warning, and there's some partition, at least one, that is in error. All right, so now let me demonstrate how the health system works by going back to the demo that I was showing in the previous section. During the break in between sections, I had scaled my web server service back from 9 nodes, where I showed you that it couldn't fit on all the nodes, and so we were actually getting some health events there. I scheduled it back to 1 node. You may recall originally this instance was running on node 4, and then after we scaled up, there was an instance running on every node. And then when I scaled back down to 1, Service Fabric, in its infinite wisdom, decided to leave the one instance on node 3 instead of on node 4. And if I come back over here and I do a refresh, we can see that the application is running now on node 3. All right, now I added a feature, if you want to call it that, to this application where I can say command equals delay and delay equals some number of seconds. And here I'm going to pass in 2 seconds. And what this means is that whenever a request comes into the server, it's always going to wait 2 seconds before it gives back a reply. So when I hit enter here, you'll see there's a 2-second delay, and then this came back with the result saying here that the delay has now been set to 2 seconds. But you may recall that I had that watchdog app that I also deployed as another code package as part of my service. And what the watchdog does is it periodically polls my server, like once every second, and if the response is taking more than half a second to come back, it is producing a health event. If we look at Service Fabric Explorer, you'll see that for my name service, it's in warning mode. That's, you can see from the yellow exclamation mark here in the triangle. And if we scroll a little bit further down, we see that there's an unhealthy event. The source ID is the watchdog. That's my watchdog app has produced this health event. And it was produced because of the performance checking that it does. I could endow my watchdog app with lots of different kinds of health checking. Some could be performance, some could be correctness, and so on. This happened to be a performance checking thing. And in this case, it noticed that there was performing slowly, so I'm having it generate a warning. And then there's a string message that I can return with the health event that says web server is responding slowly. So just to be clear on what's happening here, on node 3 of the cluster, my service is running. And on node 3 of the cluster, the watchdog is also running. The watchdog is periodically pinging the server and timing to see how long it takes for a response to come back. When the server takes more than half a second to give a response back, the watchdog sends a command to Service Fabric that says, the app is in warning state with this information that I show over here. And this is extensible. In that you can create your own watchdogs that monitor whatever is specific or unique about your service, and you can generate whatever health events that you wish to record for your own services. In addition, the Service Fabric Explorer is periodically polling the cluster and asking the cluster, how is everything doing? And that, so that's also an extensibility point as well, because you can create your own apps that periodically poll the server, just the cluster, just like Service Fabric Explorer does, in order to see if there's any health events that are occurring in the cluster. And when you see certain health events that maybe are errors or warnings, you can generate email messages or text someone or record things in logs, right? It's an extensibility point, so you can do whatever you want to in that case. All right, so just to complete this demo, let's go back. And now I'm going to set the delay here back to 0 seconds. So now when I hit enter, we get a response right away. And if we go back to Service Fabric Explorer, look how fast that was. All the warnings have already gone because my watchdog app is now seeing that everything's performing properly at speed, and it is setting the health reports to OK, meaning that everything is fine. So hopefully at this point, you have a good sense of the health system that's integrated with Service Fabric. There is a little bit more to it that we'll get to in the next topic, where we talk about upgrades, because they leverage that. And it is very easy to write code to monitor health, generate health events, and to query health events so that you can extend the health system.